Actually, a good day today. Worked a lot of situations. Got a lot of things done. Hopefully have a, just to get a prelim to have a general good introduction into the first scrimmage and let some of these new guys, you know, figure out what to do, and we have to go out on the field and hopefully get a good evaluation of them. So good, solid work day today. Questions?
Talk a little bit about what you've seen from your line so far, offensive line so far.
Okay, solid. I mean, they're doing a solid job mixing and matching guys, moving them around. Again, they're blocking a tremendous front, I think. I think they're blocking a really good front, and they're doing a good, solid job.
Have y'all gotten anybody that you changed position on yet, or is it, and know that's where they're going to stay? Or is it too
soon? No, not really. They really haven't. I mean, receivers, we move to different slots like that. But some of the linemen, no, they're there. I'm trying to go through them all, make sure. Yeah, Hansford's on defense, playing linebacker, and doing a good job. Athletic, can run, big body in there, moves around good. We did that so early last year. I thought about that offseason. I didn't think that was a change. He'd been there in my mind already. I forgot. Y'all had never seen him play linebacker. I have never seen him play tight end. He was hurt. So, from that standpoint, right now, we have it.
Speaking of tight end, talk about Baylor now. Deeks, can you really expect a guy to go from a really small high school play, that level of competition, and be able to play at a high level in college?
I'm not going to say I'm going to expect it, but I'm not going to not expect it. Yeah. Don't ever put limitations on somebody. Each person's different. Everybody does their own thing, you know, and he's working very hard, very capable, learns well, and, you know, he's got all kinds of ability. So but we'll say I think he's had a really good camp so far. I've been very happy with his progress.
There's a lot of your wideouts were practicing today. Is it a maintenance day? Or are they?
No, a lot of them got hamstrings, tight hamstrings or slight pulls in hamstrings, so there ain't no sense to aggravate it, and they all should be back. Well, a hamstring can be 3 days, 4 days, five, whatever it is, so there ain't no sense to do it, and we got a lot of spring ball left. And it's a real good chance to let some of these young guys get reps, because those guys all were sitting there were actually playing really well this spring. Quarterbacks don't like it.
Another small school guy is Bernie Jackson. Had him for a year now.
Really liked his progress. I mean, he's starting to get some reps. And with Jay Sean, he was getting ones and two reps, but now he's up there taking a lot of one reps with that. So, and you get in there with those guys, it's a different animal. But you know what I'm saying? Running well, catching the ball well, really picking up blitzes well, and very solid play. I mean, doing a really nice job. Been pleased with his progress.
Yeah, he's such a big guy that, you know, coming out of high school, everybody's projecting he's going to play here and here and here. Why did y'all go with running back and electric?
Because he liked the running back. He is. He's 230 pounds. What he's weighing. Yeah. And when he hand him the ball, he's natural with the ball. I mean, he's got great feet, great leverage. He catches the ball and also big pass blocker. I mean, you get caught up in little backs too, but you also those big guys when they're chipping you and blocking you out of the backfield and you're getting spread offenses. All right, when you spread the field out, all of a sudden now it's when you got nickel and dime people in there and they're tackling 230-pound guys, that's a little different on those guys. That takes a wear and tear on those guys too, but he's a natural runner with the football.
Would he be a bigger threat coming out of the backfield to catch the ball than Travion one?
Oh, I don't know about that. Travion was a phenomenal player. Guy ran for 1,750 yards and had, 28 or 30 catches or whatever it was. So I ain't gonna put all that on him. But he has a lot of capability. He's a good player.
They got to talk to the women's basketball team today before they left.
Yeah, it was a great honor. Coaches, you know, you hear different people who say different things, and sometimes that message resonates if you hear it from somebody else. I always say it's like your parents, or I tell my kids. I tell them 100 times, somebody else walks in and tells them, all of a sudden it works. You know, I mean, it's not the dad, but just hear a different voice. And I always want to show my appreciation for what they're doing. I mean, the athletic program around here and the coaches, I mean, in all of our sports are tremendous. And Coach Blair, I mean, the guy's done everything in the book. He's won national championships. He's going. He's taken those teams and done a heck of a job coaching this year. It was a great honor for me for him to ask me and be with those girls. It was tremendous.
About the hamstrings and tightness and everything, is that something that you find to be very common, or is this a little bit unusual?
Just depends. Probably more so right now. But we're also, I mean, those guys, their speeds and tenacity, the way they were running, and workloads have been very good. So, I'm not worried about it, but sometimes you just got to don't let them get bad so they'll heal up right, you know what I mean, if they get chronic. None of them were really bad, so we're going to stop them before they do it. And our practices are strenuous, and those guys are – their speeds and their routes are really picking up because they understand what to do and how to do it and the nuances of it. So they're playing so much faster, and it's been impressive.
I guess I was getting at is this with those type of, even though they're minor injuries, is this just being, you sense that this is just one of those years, or
just
something you've experienced a lot?
I've had it different times. I mean, they come in spurts, and that's the other thing with the GPS for us, allows us, when we bring them back, we'll have certain workloads we know they're at, and that'll allow us to not overwork guys and speeds. And just like if you remember that one year, Dalvin, when I was at Florida State, he had one the whole year. Remember, and he ran a couple times, and he pulled off, and everybody said, oh, but he was feeling it, and we managed him through the year, and he ran for 1,600 yards on a bad hamstring. I wish he'd had two good ones that year.
You mentioned the scrimmage earlier. What would you like to see from your team?
Just the execution, the poise and execution. The results of the plays you want, but to line up right, not have the stupid penalties, get your executions, put a hat on a hat or on defense, cover who we're supposed to cover, be in the right gap. And if the other team makes plays, it's because we do it right, not because we have busted assignments. And that's why I told our guys, hey, sometimes we get too much, both sides get happy, and a lot of our success right now, because we got young guys in there on both sides, is happening because the other team makes a mistake, which is part of it, too. You got to capitalize on it. But I want to see more guys, everybody doing it right, and let's see who can make a contested catch or who can cover that guy when he really has to cover him in one-on-one or rush the passer or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And to just see the execution and the knowledge and getting the plays to the field. And then great physicality, great competition, and we got to be able to run the football and stop the run first. These early scrimmages, we got to be able to be physical up front, and we got to put that in our system and understand what we're going to do.
With guys like Donovan Wilson and Tyrell Dotson and Kingsley Keke leaving, who's really taking that vocal leadership role in defense?
Matabuke does, Trey Brown does, Clemens does a good job, and secondary Leon does a good job. Trying to think who else. Who am I missing anyway? Tyreek Johnson, he's doing a really nice job. I mean, you hear him a lot playing, and he's like a different player, man. He's confident in doing things, and quite a few of those guys.
Ondero Robinson was arrested again, has a court date coming up. Has his status with the team changed?
They're into it. The school knows about it. We know about it, and they're getting it cleared up till we find out all the information, and then we'll make an adjustment what we got to do.
You just talked about Tyreek. I was going to ask about the ends. You got to replace.
Yeah, he's rushed. I mean, he's got some great rush guys, and getting Clemens back over there also too, who would have been playing a lot, like physical on one side, speed on the other. But even Michael's doing a good job on those guys, and some of those younger guys are coming on. So, but those two guys up front are doing a good job.
Is Michael on the physical side, or is he on the speed side?
He's a big end, okay. but he can rush the pass. He collapses that pocket, does a real nice job.
When you look at those guys that you have at tackle and end, do you ever think that you could be as good in the defensive front as you were last year?
Well, we'll see. I mean, is there possible to be as good? No doubt. Okay. But you got to go perform and do it. I mean, those guys actually went out and they got it on film. These guys got to get it on film and get the practice habits. But there's a lot of ability and there's a lot of depth. I mean, Peavy's doing a great job in there. Trey's doing a great job inside. Matabuke's doing a great job. Diallo at times, you know, he flashes in there. You know, Max Wright doing a good job at the ends. I mean, that's a big guy who's doing a real nice job. There's quite a few. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to miss somebody, but I'm not displeased. Those guys, there's an impact. You feel them. And that's why I love our offensive line. What they're going against every day is a great challenge.
As Kellen's become more and more comfortable in your offense, have you been able to expand the playbook?
Yeah, but you got to make sure you also expand with the guys around him. And that's where with those other wideouts, like now we had to go back a little bit because we lost some of those wideouts. But then today we picked it up. And some of those young guys, I mean, 9, 14, there were two. I mean, Jamon's always been in there. Buckley did a good job. But 9, those guys are doing a good job. So we let it loose today and did a nice job.
You know, Jimbo, y'all gave up, I think, because you were talking about some of the offensive line hit, and y'all gave up like 35 sacks mm-hmm. last year, and I know, feel like that's way too much. How much do you think was that on?
It's on everything. It's on offensive line, or it could be a back who misses a block, or it could be a tight end who misses a block, or it could be on the route, or it could be on the quarterback. You don't put in the, that's why football is a team game. I mean, quarterbacks, you know, can get balls out. Receivers who, if they mess up on a route or slip and make a quarterback get to another read and then a sack comes. I mean, there's a lot of things. So it's not just on the line. And also sometimes you'll try to hold it for big plays. But we also had over 200 big plays. So you can sit there and get it out and avoid sacks and not make plays, but you can also not make big plays. And sometimes you got to hold that ball to make big plays. So sometimes it's a give and take on certain situations. So it's a combination of play calling, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's tight end, whether it's running back, quarterback, or receivers. They all are incorporated into a sack.
I guess what I'm getting at, how good are those tackles?
Our tackles? They're doing a good job. They're playing really well right now. I've been very pleased with those two. Doing a real good job.
Anybody else?
Do you have any favorite baseball opening day memories?
I didn't realize it was opening day. I didn't. Is it opening day today?
Yeah.
I thought it was April 1st.
No, early this year.
Everybody's.
Well, they didn't tell me. It's always April 1st. Well, isn't it always April 1st?
It has been, yeah. But you
need to put a call in the commissioner and fix that.
Thanks, Coach.
I know it was opening day.
Any basketball team?